This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. If you just heard, H. Ross Perot has passed away. I always thought he was had some of the best sayings. Like one of his quotes was, "If you see a snake, just kill it. Don't appoint a committee about snakes." Who knows where we'd be if he had been president? I don't know. Anyway. Joining me now, because we do this, and we couldn't do it yesterday because the yard got dug up, is the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns. That would be one Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Frady.
Hey. So what's up? What's been going on? I saw the late-breaking thing that, you know, it was late-breaking yesterday, and we didn't get to talk about it, but we can certainly talk about it now, but... What's tickling your fancy right now at thetruthaboutguns.com?
Well, what late breaking thing was that you're talking about? Are you going to say a Savage or
The defunding of the NRA?
Ah, yeah, that's something we published yesterday. Published an editorial. New York Times came out a little while ago. Maybe a week or so ago, interviewing some of the NRA's biggest donors who are getting tired of writing six-figure checks to an organization that they can't trust anymore. And we've been hearing more and more of that from not just big whale donors like the ones featured in the NRA, but from everyday members who pay $25 or $35 a year to maintain their memberships. People have been sending us images of the NRA Bagathon mailers that they send out regularly, and these people are writing on them, you know, no more money until Wayne is gone. And it's become more and more obvious as time has passed that whatever accomplishments, whatever positive effects Wayne LaPierre may have had on the NRA over the years, whatever victories he may have racked up, he is now absolutely and unquestionably a liability to the organization and to gun rights as a whole in this nation. So it was time for us to say that, and to ask that he resign, and to let people know how they can bring that about. Not that there are a lot of tools left to the average NRA member, but there are a couple things they can do. So that's what we did.
Now, supposedly, he's got a couple of high-dollar friends that are going to join him too, right?
He joined him. How do you mean?
They're going to boycott paying any more money as far as contributing to the NRA.
There are a variety of people who have done that. One board member in particular who raises a huge amount of money is one of the people who have been forced out of an important committee assignment. One of the things that's happened since the attempted coup in Indianapolis is that LaPierre and the people under him who run things at the NRA on a day-to-day basis are consolidating their power. Any board member who has breathed a word of dissent, who has asked inconvenient questions, who has had the temerity to express the opinion that, that it's time for Wayne to retire, those people are being pushed out of key committee assignments, assignments like the Finance Committee, the Audit Committee, the Executive Committee, things like that. If they're given an assignment at all, it's some sideline thing that's you know, the Competition Committee or something that does absolutely nothing. Or they're not given committee positions of any kind. Some of those people are extremely effective fundraisers, and they are now sitting on their hands. They're not using their Rolodexes or their contact information, and they are not dialing for dollars anymore, and they won't until he's gone. So this kind of thing has to be having a very serious effect on the NRA's finances. Of course, you don't know that by whatever communications have come out from the NRA. We've been assured by a public letter that came out about a month ago saying, oh, don't worry, you know, we're quote-unquote on budget. You know, everything's fine. All is well. You know, all I picture is Kevin Bacon in Animal House at the end where everybody's running back and forth, screaming their heads off, and he's there trying to tell everybody everything's okay.
Yes, I have pictured that in my head as well. So, do we have any numbers as far as what their fundraising looks like right now? It seems like the mailings have radically increased. The emails, I've unsubscribed from everything, and I still get them.
No, the NRA is famously opaque about that information, always has been, and my guess is that that's not likely to change anytime soon. So there's no way to know what those finances really are, at least not now, or not until their next public filing, and I don't know when that's due. Being a nonprofit under the IRS has to file, I think it's annual reports talking about or disclosing a number of financial details like funds raised and things like that. But I don't know when that next is due.
I'll say this. I have reached out. I did my part. Okay, I reached out and I got the second vice president of the board on the phone.
Willis Lee.
Got him on the phone. I offered to let him come on and explain the position of the NRA. What he told me was that he really wanted to do it, but he didn't know if he would be allowed to do it.
That sounds very accurate.
Now, at this moment, if it was me, if I was in charge of the NRA, if I was Wayne LaPierre and I was stubbornly hanging on to my power and I fully intended to never give it up, and it was, you know, the Cult of Wayne now. That's the organization, the Cult of Wayne, and I intended to do that. At the very least, I'd be trying to do something to quiet the membership, to show the membership that I'm with them, whether I'm with them or not. But you know that anyway. Anyway, coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor in chief of The Truth About Guns, where 10, 15, 20 times a day, there's a new article there, every day. Most prolific of the gun blogs out there. And with the late breaking news, and I don't think you guys have ever had to rescind an article, but you can tell me about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at Boyd's Gun Stocks. My last bit of H. Ross Perot trivia. His company, Electronic Data Systems, mounted successfully the only civilian-led, albeit with a military veteran at the head, rescue of hostages from an Islamic country when Iran, right before Iran went, right before they took over the embassy, two of his employees, Paul Chaperone and Bill Gaylord, were arrested. And Electronic Data Systems, H. Ross Perot's company, got them out of there, and the only civilian hostage rescue that has ever been done successfully. Did you know that, Dan?
I had heard that story.
Yeah.
I don't know the details, but yeah, I heard.
That's what the novel On the Wings of Eagles is based upon that. So
yeah,
if you ever heard of that too.
I have heard of that.
That's 30 some odd years ago, but you know. Old H. Ross, he was a colorful fella.
That took some brass one.
Yeah, we won't see the likes of him again. So, Dan, of course, is the editor of the truthaboutguns.com. What else is happening with you, boss? What else is happening out there in T-Tag land?
Well, the NRA has been kind of all-consuming lately, but there are other things going on. The Democrat presidential field is down a man.
I know.
With the loss of California's Eric Swalwell, the most ardently anti-gun candidate out there. He made the announcement yesterday that his radically underperforming, pathetic campaign for president is over. He was polling at less than one almost the entire time. He managed to somehow qualify for the first debate. I'm not sure what the criteria were, even though his polling numbers were so low, but he didn't make it for the second debate. That was apparently enough to convince him to throw in the towel, apparently threatening America's gun owners with confiscation. And then promising to call out the military to use against people who refuse to comply isn't a winning prospect, even in Democratic politics these days.
I thought about it, the first one, no kidding, the first one. The first set of criteria was you had to get at least a dollar donated from 65,000 people.
Oh, was that it? Maybe you got that.
And I was thinking about trying to qualify myself.
I'll kick in a buck.
Just so
you going to run as a Democrat?
Well, you know, they had Blue Dog Democrats, right?
Well, absolutely. I'd love to be up there on the that debate stage.
I mean, you know, definitely not a leftist Democrat, of course, but I would be like a is there such a thing as a reddish hue Democrat?
No, I think Blue Dog is about the only color they go for.
Mm,
okay. So you're going to be one of those old, like, I don't know, Sam Nunn type Democrats.
You know, Kennedy was an NRA member and a gun supporter, so, I mean.
John Kennedy, yeah.
John Kennedy, yeah.
Yeah.
Not Ted. Not the Uber driver,
no.
Teddy Uber driver Kennedy, yep.
Yeah.
Going to Chappaquiddick, no problem. I can get you that. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. So we won't have Eric Swalwell to kick around anymore.
Oh no, he's going to run for re-election in California with a K, where he should win a landslide.
Even though he promised not to, when he originally announced his candidacy for president, my recollection is he promised not to run for re-election because he's going to put all of his efforts into winning the presidency.
Listen, Dan, but you don't need any facts involved in this, okay?
Yeah, I didn't believe that either. So,
I see, you know, like with Trey Gowdy, when Trey Gowdy decided to quit and get out of politics, of course, he's now on Fox News a lot. You would think the Swalwell would look at this and think, well, CNN would have a home for me. I've got the hair after all.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah, CNN or MSNBC would be more than happy to give him an hour-long
show. Absolutely, yeah.
Three times as much money as he's making in Congress. But he still declared victory, saying that in his letter to supporters yesterday that I think he said the three top tier or three of the top tier candidates have adopted his stance that certain guns, quote unquote, assault rifles, should be outlawed and mandatorily confiscated in this country. So the race to the bottom in terms of gun rights in the Democratic primary continues apace. Everybody's racing to see who can advocate the most anti-Second Amendment.
Their only problem is the logistical challenge of actually doing that.
Well, exactly. They're finding out in New Zealand now. We just had an article go up. A minuscule percentage of guns there have been turned in so far. I think they estimated somewhere between 1.5 and 2 million firearms in New Zealand were to be bought back, in other words, confiscated with minimal compensation. So far, only 700 of them have shown up. And the problem is, unlike most countries outside the U.S., they didn't have terribly strict gun control there, and they didn't have registration. So the authorities in New Zealand don't know who owns what, which makes it very difficult to go out and get them, which just bears out something we've said for years. The only reason for registration is eventual confiscation. That's literally the only purpose for it. Registration is never prevented one crime anywhere at any time.
Yeah, those gun-grabbing politicians, I love them to death. They're the gift that keeps on giving, but they always come wrapped with the same bow. I don't understand that.
Hey, what bow is that?
Well, I'll explain that when we get back. We're coming up on the break.
Okay.
Coming up on the break. Truthaboutguns.com, this is where you would find the fruit of Dan's labor. This is where you find the true breaking news, and you find it 20 times a day. Check them out, truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell weighs in on the latest arrest of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and the role current Labor Secretary Alex Acosta played in a plea deal back in 2007.
There's no question that the accusations against Epstein are horrendous. As to Secretary Acosta's continued service, he serves at the pleasure of the president, and I'm inclined to defer to the president to make that decision.
Navy Admiral Craig Faller, commander of the U.S. Southern Command, testified in front of a Senate Armed Services Subcommittee hearing on Tuesday, where he said the drug crisis is a serious security problem.
The drug crisis is a national security crisis center, and it's that easy to get drugs in and the other illicit commodities that can come along with the same networks. It's a significant focus of ours.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Before we took the break, we were talking, Dan and I, Dan, the editor-in-chief at truthaboutguns.com, we were discussing gun control, and I made the question, they keep tying it with the same boat. If you look at everything they want, that's never changed. Have you noticed that? I mean, we've had an assault weapons ban, which was actually a cosmetic features ban. They got that. They had that. Nothing changed. Everybody agrees nothing changed. It had no impact on crime. Whose Department of Justice said it didn't have any impact on crime? I can't remember.
I believe that was the Obama Justice.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. So, you know, they've had all of this stuff, and it never had an impact on crime, and it's never going to have an impact on crime. And, you know, as Al Gore would say, the science is in. We know that they just want to take guns because they just don't want armed people. So that's why it's the same thing year in and year. I've heard that Dianne Feinstein, she gets out there and she gets the Gun Digest every year. And then she goes looking at the pictures and picks out which guns that need to be banned.
The scariest looking guns?
Yeah. The features. It's the features.
Yes, well, None of these measures have ever reduced crime rates, ever. The only thing it's reduced crime rates, and then you always have to use the caveat that correlation does not equal causation. But since the early 90s, when credit to the NRA, when the NRA and other gun rights organizations started pushing for the dissolution of May issue, changing states over to shall issue concealed carry laws.
Right.
And now we have concealed carry, and there were some states where concealed carry was completely illegal. We now have 50 state concealed carry, although in some of those that's in name only. Hawaii's a joke, and a lot of other states are very much still May issue. But still, it's vastly more prevalent than it used to be. At the same time, violent crime rates have plummeted. They are at generational lows. Bloomberg.com, of all outlets, published an article about a year ago saying, violent crime is not a big problem. It's actually lower than it's almost ever been. So, yes, the more prevalent guns are in a society, more people who are out there legally carrying firearms, the lower the crime rates are. Are there the occasional horrendous crime like Virginia Beach or something like that? Of course. Those things happen everywhere. As long as they're human beings, there are going to be people who do crazy things for crazy reasons.
Happen in New Zealand.
Yeah, exactly. New Zealand, a very safe society. You have one crazy guy who openly stated in his manifesto that one of his motivations was he chose to use a firearm in order to create an uproar and get firearms more restricted or outlawed, not only in New Zealand, but in the United States as well. And what did the New Zealand government do? They gave him exactly what he wanted.
Yep. You know, Bloomberg has gone into an area and actually affected crime before, though. He actually has.
Oh, yeah. Where was that?
Somewhere outside of New Orleans. He did a big economic investment and did some, you know, economic development in the area, and crime went down. But isn't that sort of counter to what leftist governments typically do in these urban areas? Don't they sort of kill economic development?
This was some sort of private initiative to improve the economy?
Yeah. I'll get you some stuff on that if you want to look at that. But I mean,
I would love to. I've not heard of this project.
Yeah. But I mean, typically what you find in an urban area where, you know, what is it, 54% of all crime happens in 2% of the counties, which that's where the urban areas are, and 83% of all crime is drug related, which is happening in urban areas. So
yeah,
typically,
New Orleans
you find
is not a safe city. I mean, New Orleans has a terrible crime problem. I went to school there and been that way for a long time.
So typically, that has a leftist mayor and the leftist political group in charge, the county council or whatever. And because there's no educational stimulus, no economic stimulus, and they've killed the family structure, you get crime. So Bloomberg goes in there and he throws a little money around, and crime goes down a few percentage points because there's options besides crime.
Yes, giving people options like jobs and increased economic development and a rising tide, which tends to lift all boats, generally makes people less violent.
Yep. So, but that's the only time he's ever done anything. None of his gun control initiatives worked. Never going to work.
No.
I love it when he goes into a state like Nevada and gets something on the ballot, and then they vote for it, and they pass it, and then they're like, you know, their attorney general's like, well, there's no way we can actually implement this. You know that, right?
Yeah, well, I think it was the FBI who said, hey, we can't do this. You may pass your law, but we can't do these background checks you say that we're supposed to do. And I don't remember the intricacies of the problem, but it was just hilarious.
I think it was weekends. I think it was Saturday and Sundays that was the problem. Saturdays and Sundays?
Was that it?
I think I heard something like that, but I love that the FBI got up there and said, you know, you're not the boss of me, right?
Yeah, nobody in Nevada thought to figure all those details out before they put that on the ballot. So There was all kinds of recrimination afterwards, finger pointing on the Andy got left with one side saying it was their fault, and the other side, some pointing at Bloomberg, some pointing at the locals and all that. But it was a darn shame the way that turned out.
I just love the confusion. It has to be, you know, when they're high-fiving and then somebody says, you know, we can't implement it. They miss the high-five and slap the person in the face that they were meaning the high-five. That's got to be pretty funny on a just elemental scale. I just, you know.
You would think.
Absolutely, I do. Yes, sir. So that part always cracks me up. But, you know. All of their stuff, all their bluster and everything else. I hope the ones that are left keep running on gun control on the Democratic left, wanting to be president, because that also, although I'm not a big fan of polls, that also polls is like the last thing anybody's concerned about.
No, yeah, the most recent poll, I think it was Pew, that it did gun violence, quote unquote, didn't even make the top 10 issues. Things that are, that people are, voters are most worried about, even among Democrats. That's not among their biggest concerns. So, to the extent that these people continue to preach gun violence, doing things about gun violence and grabbing people's guns and mandatory buybacks, that just isn't selling out there. I'm sure some Democrats are looking at that as being innocuous, but it isn't going to turn. It's not going to get any. Many middle of the road voters to come to the polls for them.
Not at all. Heading into the last break on the hour, Dan is the editor in chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, where all the breaking news happens. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stock.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. Before we go away for this hour, is there anything else that I know there's plenty of stuff been going on. What's grabbing your viewpoint right now?
Well, we're very sorry to inform your listeners that the governor of Virginia had a no good, terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day today. He called a special session of the Virginia State Legislature on gun violence to consider a raft of gun control bills following the Virginia Beach shooting. Governor Kuhnman wanted to take the spotlight off himself and either his blackface or his Klan robes. I'm not sure which one it was. He never made it clear which one he was in that photo. But so after a crazy man, a city engineer went into a city building and shot up the place, the governor took the opportunity to call the legislature into session to consider a number of measures that he wanted to see in place, including red flag laws, universal background checks, a one handgun a month purchase limit, an assault weapons ban, a magazine capacity limit, silencer prohibition, a bump stock ban. They're already illegal. It all practical effect federally, so I don't know what that was all about. And a few other issues in terms of safe storage and things like that. And that special session started today, and the session lasted all of 2 hours. This was a big deal for the anti-gun side. Moms Demand Action were out front, screaming and chanting. Governor Northam was out there with enough. It was there too, chanting enough is enough and action instead of prayers, or I don't know, something like that. Meantime, inside the legislature, yesterday, the Republican majority leader and the Republicans control the Senate by, I believe, one vote. Republican majority leader, Anyway, he happens to be married to a lobbyist for the city of Virginia Beach. And he proposed a gun control bill himself prohibiting firearms in all government buildings throughout the state. And his caucus, Tommy Norman, revolted. His majority whip, a guy named Senator Bill Stanley, resigned, and the caucus basically attacked Norman and went crazy. And what happened is they got him into a meeting before the session officially opened today, and he agreed to spike his own bill. He asked Stanley to come back and continue to be the majority whip, and he went out and basically stuck it to the governor and ended the session, and which cannot then come back until after November, this is an election year in November where all the legislative seats in Virginia are up for grabs. So everybody will be up for re-election. And that was one of the part of the calculus that the governor made calling this. Look, I want you to consider all these bills. So maybe a few of these come sneak through and he gets to say, hey, I did something after Virginia Beach. And if they don't, if the legislature does nothing, then he can rail against them from now until November saying, hey, we had this terrible tragedy and I tried to do something, but these horrible Republicans refuse to consider any of this, and you need to vote against them all in November.
See, but his list of things that he wanted, this is what I mean by them saying they keep using the same bow. Like getting out there and advocating for a bump stock ban when they're already illegal.
I know.
I mean, don't you need to be paying attention a little bit when you're a legislator and you don't want to? Isn't that like saying we want to make murder illegal? What a radical idea that is. We've outlawed murder. There'll be no more murders now.
Don't bother me with
what that's already been done. It's illegal to murder people. Well, it's going to be illegal to murder people with popsicle sticks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's covered by the illegal to murder people law. Well, okay. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm just going to make it even illegaler in Virginia.
Has anybody ever done a study to find out how many privately bought weapons between two citizens in a state where it's legal to sell a gun to a person that way have actually been used in a crime? Have we ever seen a study on that?
No, not that I've seen.
I mean, I'm sure it's happened, but I'm sure the percentage is.
Sure it's happened, too. In fact, I'm sure that's the way a lot of criminals get their guns. They buy a gun. One criminal sells it to another. So, no, I don't. But in terms of
I'm not talking
legal
about
justice,
straw,
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm talking like gun list sales, something where a gun enthusiast is selling his gun, not a straw purchaser or anything like that. So, I mean, the reason I ask that is they keep railing against universal background checks. They say they create something called the gun show loophole, which is really not that. And they keep saying that people can buy guns without background checks.
Which is a lie.
That's a lie, and the fact is we've had background checks. Background checks haven't stopped a crime,
right.
Not one crime. They haven't stopped one. So this is they keep wrapping it with the same bow. They keep bringing the same thing that they've already got in a lot of cases, and it just makes my head spin.
Everything that they say they want in most cases is already in place. You get idiots like Swalwell, say it's easier to get a driver's license than it is to get a license to or than it is to buy a gun. It's so wrong. It's unbelievable. Plus, it was Cory Booker who said that most recently in the Democrat debates. It's utterly wrong. Plus, it fails to recognize the distinction between a right and a privilege. There's no right to drive a car in the Constitution. recognize that distinction for some reason.
I know.
I'm sure it's just an oversight.
It's a feature. It's not a bug. It's a feature. It's one of their features. So I get it. And you get it. You get it as well. I just, looking at England. See, I'm not against gun violence. I'm against violence.
Right.
Do you know the violent crime stats for England compared to the United States?
I don't. I have not seen the latest. I know that
London
has surpassed New York City, I know.
Ours has gone down. Our violent crimes per 100,000 has gone down.
Drastically, yeah.
It's at 387 per 100,000. In a nation of 330-some-odd million and between 450 and 660 million guns, depending on who you're talking to.
Right.
And England is 2,102. And as anybody who actually has been in the middle of a violent crime where they're the victim can attest, most of the time when they're beating them, they're not being told, listen, in England, they're not rolling up on them going, all right, now listen, I'm going to beat you about the head with this brick here for about 35 seconds, and then I'm on my way. No, that's not what happens. So violent crime, whenever violent crime is occurring, it becomes a coin toss whether you survive it or not. And unfortunately, we've run out of time. But we'll have to talk about that. I'll get you some stuff on the Bloomberg economic development thing. You might find that interesting.
Love to see it. Thank you.
TruthAboutGuns.com, that's where he does the work. It happens every day. The only time he's not working at Truth About Guns is the hour he spends here. So I do thoroughly appreciate you taking the time to join me today, sir.
My pleasure.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, we're going to do hour number three, some more of the rant, which I haven't been able to do all week. So that's coming up next. This is Lock and Load.
Found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.